Good evening. This is Awani Daily Dose at 5, bringing the latest headlines for Tuesday, 10th May 2022. Top stories for today. Malaysia's new COVID-19 infections continue an uptrend post-Raya celebrations as cases surge to 2,246 in the last 24 hours. Health Director General Tan Sri Dr. Noor Hisham Abdullah said only one death was recorded yesterday, with no brought-in deaths. Meanwhile, the country has reported a total of 2,433 recoveries from the virus in the latest log. The Malaysian Medical Association President Dr. Koh Kar Chai said today that there are certain government hospitals that do not adhere to an existing system set up by the Health Ministry to enable housemen to complain publicly about the healthcare system. Dr. Koh said the culture of fear as being among reasons junior doctors have refused to escalate their complaints of bullying and abuse, referring to the recent death of a junior doctor from Penang Hospital, which is being investigated as sudden death. On the international front, hundreds of protesters continue to chant slogans against the Sri Lankan government earlier today, defying a nationwide curfew a day after violent clashes saw the resignation of Prime Minister Mahinda Rajapaksa, who is blamed along with his brother, the President Gotabaya Rajapaksa, for leading the country into its worst economic crisis in decades. Rajapaksa today extended the national curfew until the morning of 11th May amid ongoing protests. Ukraine's military mocked Russia's Victory Day by holding what it said was a parade of trophy tanks. In a tweet, Ukrainian Defense Ministry said that its forces were ruining the holiday for the occupiers. Every year, Russia celebrates Victory Day with a grand military parade in Moscow's Red Square. And China's senior health advisor said its tough zero COVID measures remain vital to defeat the disease and buy time to improve vaccination rates and develop new treatments. The city of 25 million people has been locked down for nearly 6 weeks, as the government said it remains the best option. That's all on Awani Daily Dose for today. I'm Melissa Fernando. Visit astroawani.com for more on these stories.